Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in again to Stardom 100 Radio. This is your host, none other than Tanisha Davis, and I'm truly excited to be rocking with you on this awesome Monday. It's Monday. Go Monday. I know a lot of people are like, no, it's Monday. I can't take it. I'm not ready. No, I'm excited about Monday because it's a new opportunity. It's a new week, fresh start. Kick off your week in a good mood, good vibe. So anyway, before we get started with the topic today we're talking about pushing through, you know, pushing through even when you want to quit. So that's our discussion today. So before we jump in on the topic, we are going to take a listen real quick to a track from the artist known as Young Sick with his new single, God Is My Refuge, and then we'll be right back to get started with our topic. Yeah.
Let's go. Now I'ma take it way back in the gap when everything was a mess and my life was off track. Heard of Jesus but didn't know that my life, he bought that. I was on my way to hell but through Christ I was brought back. It was through confession, Romans 10 taught that. Like a quarterback, he threw grace and yeah, I caught that. Fast forward, me and God on one accord. I broke it off with the world and now it's me and my Lord. Cause they ain't got a thing for me, I'm living for his glory. What he's written for my life is the vision for my story. He is my father, like I was sitting on Maury, gon' check the blood test, saved by his blood, yes. Transformation, new spirit, now what's next? Go reach the destiny, commune with the Father for success. Eternity spent with God is the ultimate, what's blessed? Blessed is when you got his favor on your life and no stress. His purpose for my life fulfilled and no less. A person without a purpose like Nike with no checks. Like you in the gym, exercising with no sweat. I'm hopeless without God, a body with no breath. He came through so many times, who am I to forget? This is pointless, of course the Father God knows best. Cause I'm an amateur, I'm a child who needs rest. I'ma put it in God's hands, it's his job to protect. You know God is my refuge. When I call upon his name, he is my rescue. But sometimes in life he sent people to bless you. I've been thanking God since the day I met you. You know God is my refuge. When I call upon his name, he is my rescue. But sometimes in life he sent people to bless you. I've been thanking God since the day I met you.
All right. On my Kevin Hart this morning. A dope song by the artist Young Sick. You can follow him on Instagram at I'm Young Sick. That's IMYOUNGSIC for more music. So let's get started with our topic this morning. Talking about pushing through even when you want to quit. And, of course, we all go through things. All of us, I don't care what level or status you are in life. I don't care if you got a lot of money. I don't care if you got a little bit of money. We all go through something in life. And at times, those situations may cause you to want to quit. You may want to give up. You know, sometimes you may go to work and have a bad day. You're like, yo, I'm going to quit this job. know, but like many of you may be feeling today, it's Monday, so you're like, no, I don't feel like going in. So I feel like I'm about to quit this job. No, you got to encourage yourself. You got to keep pushing because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people wish they had a job. There's a lot of people out here fighting to get that interview, you know, so they could pay their bills. So, you know, just kind of grab your little cup of coffee, whatever it takes to perk you up, you know, and appreciate what you have, appreciate your job. And like I said, just don't quit. Don't give up on yourself. Life does get tough. Life does get hard. Sometimes you're like, man, you know, it's too much for me. But I want to encourage you to just keep going, you know, no matter what. Even in the Bible, it says that David had to encourage himself. So sometimes you just got to keep pushing. You got to encourage yourself. You got to tell yourself, I got this. I can do it. You know, it's going to get better. Change is going to come. And you have to trust God in the process. Because I've had situations in my life come up, and I was like, man, how am I going to get through this situation? How am I going to overcome this situation? Like, what's going to be the outcome of this? And those moments come, like, when it's, like, completely out of your hands. Like, when you just don't see a way at all. Like, you're looking like, I just don't know how I'm going to solve this issue. I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. I don't know how I'm going to get to work this morning. I don't know. You know, you have those I don't know how moments that occur in your life, but you can't give up. You can't quit. You can't say, you know, this is the end of the journey for me. You got to find another way. You have to find another way. And sometimes we're looking for people to give us an opportunity. We're looking for someone to open the door for us, especially those who are in business or entrepreneurs. You know, you're looking for that breaking moment, artist, whatever your situation may be. You're looking for that moment, that door to open for you. But sometimes I've learned you have to create the door yourself. Sometimes you just got to stop waiting on other people to create an opportunity for you, and you just have to go ahead and create that opportunity yourself. You can't sit there and just look for other people to recognize how awesome you are or how talented you are. If you feel like you have the skills to run the company or run a business similar to where you're working, then get out there. Do the research and figure out how to get started. You know, don't limit yourself. Don't sit in doubt and feel like there's just nothing else that you can do, that there's no other outcome for you. You know, just think like, hey, well, if I'm good at this, then maybe I should do it myself. Maybe I can create this myself. And so these are things that I let myself know to keep me encouraged. You know, when I get in situations where I feel like, you know, there's no way out, I just say, hey, you know, maybe I need to create this opportunity for myself instead of sitting back and waiting for someone to create the opportunity for me. And ways that I push myself, I just remind myself that I know God is not going to let me fall. I always put that in my mind. You know, I just say, I just refuse to believe that I serve such an amazing God who is going to let me fall. I just don't feel like he's going to do that. So in that, I'm always like, God, I trust you in this situation. I know that you're going to come through some way, somehow. You're going to make a way. And sometimes it's at the last minute. There's a song that says, late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around. Sometimes at the last minute, see, that blessing comes through. And you're like, wow, you know, I thought I wasn't going to get through this situation. I thought I wasn't going to overcome this. But look at me, I'm standing. And I really want you to look over your life and think about all the moments that things came up and it was just, it seemed to be so heavy. It seemed like a great task before you. And you just thought, like, am I going to be able to overcome this? Am I going to be able to get through this? Think about those moments, and that'll be an encouragement to you that, hey, you know, I thought I was going to make it, But I did overcome that situation. That sickness I had, I did overcome that. Or, when I lost that job, I thought that was the end. But I turned around and I ended up getting another job that was better than the job I lost. You know, or I ended up going through an eviction. But God turned it around and I ended up being able to go rent a new place or get a new place. Or get a new car. I lost my car, but I was able to get another car. Like, you know, if you just look over your life at different moments when you just thought that this was it for you, this was it for you, and then look at how you were blessed. Look at how you overcame that situation. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back with you, and we're going to continue this topic. Pushing through even when you want to quit.
Comic book lovers, have your favorite comics safely delivered to your home or office from SoFanComics.com. Choose from Batman, Hulk, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Spawn, John Wick. SoFanComics.com have them all and more. Comics make great gifts, so be sure to do your gift shopping at SoFanComics.com. They have great deals and ship worldwide. Order your favorite comic books online at SoFanComics.com. S-O-F-A-N. SoFanComics.com.
Hey, okay, we're back. Now, again, like I said, the topic we were speaking on is push through even when you want to quit. Even when you want to quit, push. And it's going to be hard. I'm not going to sit here and say there are going to be days when it's like, you know, I'm good, I'm all right, you know. There are going to be days when it's going to feel hard to push through. It's going to be days where you're emotional, you're angry, you're stressing. But really, if you trust God, you really shouldn't feel that way. But we are human. Hello, we are human. So we're prone to feeling that way when big situations come up in our lives and we're faced with heavy situations. We're like, man, this is so heavy. I don't know how I'm going to get through this situation. You just have to remind yourself, you know, who do I serve? I serve God. And is he going to let me fall? Is he really going to let me fall? And there's a lesson in everything that we go through in life. Sometimes you lose it all just to gain greater. Sometimes, you know, it happens. Sometimes you gain greater, you know, and it may not feel like a good situation. You may be like, man, I just lost everything, but I gained greater. And you think about Job, those who follow the Bible, when you read about Job lost everything. Even his wife turned against him. And in the end, he ended up gaining double. He got back way more than what he had lost. So sometimes you just got to push through and just know that God knows the plan for my life. He's not going to let me fall. I just refuse to believe he's going to let me fall. And just encourage yourself with that thought that God is not going to let me fall. You know, and keep going. Like I said, I listen sometimes to some of these people who are successful in the industry, and I listen to their stories of how they got started and what they went through along the way and how they just wanted to quit. They wanted to give up. There were moments where it just seemed like dark days where they were suicidal, and it just felt like, you know, I might as well just end it. Because I'm not seeing no results. I'm not seeing my life turn around. I'm not seeing, something just break for me. And I remember being in places like that, similar places of depression, where I was like, where is my breaking point? Or like my breaking moment? Like, when is God going to open up the door for me to have the things that I'm seeking? Like, I just want to be financially successful. I just want to be able to do this. So I've had those moments. But every time God moves, he moves through people, some form or fashion, God moves and the things that I need, he comes through with it. And so you just have to just think on that. Like, I know God is not going to let me fall. And if for any reason he takes this from me, he has something far greater. It's a lesson in everything that we encounter in life. So I just want to encourage you today, this Monday, while you're at your job, on the way to work, whatever you're doing this Monday morning, I just want to encourage you to keep pushing. Believe in yourself. Trust God in the process. Don't quit. Don't quit. It's going to feel like you want to, you know, like, man, I quit. Don't quit. Don't give up on yourself. All right? So be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on Instagram. We're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes. Just look us up. We're pretty much everywhere. You can also head over to our new website, www.stardom100radio.wordpress.com. That's Stardom 100 Radio, STARRDOM100radio.wordpress.com. So I hope you all have an awesome Monday, and be sure to tune in with us every week and follow the show. Thanks for rocking with us. Later.
Yeah. Let's go.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Now I'ma take it way back in the gap, when everything was a mess and my life was off track. Heard of Jesus but didn't know that my life, he bought that. I was on my way to hell, but through Christ I was brought back. It was through confession, Romans 10 taught that. Like a quarterback, he threw grace and yeah, I caught that. Fast forward, me and God on one accord. I broke it off with the world and now it's me and my Lord. Cause they ain't got a thing for me, I'm living for his glory. What he's written for my life is the vision for my story. He is my father, like I was sitting no more. We gon' check the blood test, saved by his blood, yes. Transformation, new spirit, now what's next? Go reach the destiny, commune with the Father for success. Eternity spent with God is the ultimate, what's blessed? Blessed is when you got his favor on your life and no stress. His purpose for my life fulfilled and no less. A person without a purpose like Nike with no checks. Like you in the gym, exercising with no sweat. I'm hopeless without God, a body with no breath. He came through so many times, who am I to forget? This is pointless, of course the Father God knows best. Cause I'm an amateur, I'm a child who needs rest. I'ma put it in God's hands, it's his job to protect. You know God is my refuge, when I call upon his name, he is my rescue. But sometimes in life he sent people to bless you. I've been thanking God since the day I met you. You know God is my refuge, when I call upon his name, he is my rescue. But sometimes in life he sent people to bless you. I've been thanking God since the day I met you.